Why You Feel So Sleepy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Part of the reason you're sleepy could be staying up too late last night, but the other part could be the way you were trying to get to sleep. If you're trying to read yourself to sleep with an e-reader, you are sending a conflicting message to your brain.
People don't realize that the e-reader is emitting light directly into your eyes, shining it directly into your eyes, and that suppresses that. Basically, it's telling your brain that it's daytime.
Dr. Charles Seisler ran a study over 14 days where participants checked into Brigham and Women's Hospital to read themselves to sleep. For five nights in a row, some subjects read from an iPad before bedtime and the rest read from a printed book. And then the following week, they switched. They were all hooked up to sensors to document not just how long they slept, but how well. And the data shows that light from the e-reader was enough to tell the body, sun's up.
And that suppresses the release of the sleep-promoting hormone melatonin, which is also an anti-cancer agent, and it shifts our circadian rhythms to a later hour.
Using the e-reader led to less sleep and fewer dreams. It also led to that really groggy feeling the next morning. The whole effect was the same as working the night shift. Whereas printed books...
And the printed book didn't have these effects.
Since they use reflected light, not direct light. But you don't have to give up your e-reader. You can get one that uses reflected light, like the original Kindle, or just switch your tablet to white on black, which cuts the amount of light considerably. Or give the tablet to your spouse and have them read to you. Then it's their problem. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.